Chapter 1. What is the Bhagavad Gita? The Bhagavad Gita means the song of God. It is indeed a song, a work of art, as well as a deep statement of truth. I would indeed call it the perfect scripture. I make that statement as a Westerner, raised in the Christian tradition, though now a devout believer in Sanatana Dharma. The Gita, as it is lovingly called in India, is the most widely known and best-loved scripture in India. Concise, profound, poetic, and deeply inspiring, it has been fittingly called the Hindu Bible, for it is the definitive statement of the ancient religion of that oldest of all countries on earth. The truths taught in the Bhagavad Gita are stated with extraordinary clarity. Interestingly, however, because of their very clarity, they open up vast vistas of insight. Hence the value of commentaries on it, of which there have been a large number. There are levels of meaning in the Gita for which the Gita is also an allegory. I base the contents of these pages on the commentaries by my great guru, Paramahansa Yogananda. I was with him in 1950, as I said in the introduction, at his retreat in 29 Palms, California, while he dictated a major part of these commentaries. Paramahansa Yogananda began his writing by stating that the Bhagavad Gita represents the quintessence of India's ancient teachings, of which the oldest and most complete are the voluminous Vedas. To understand the Vedas is not easy. As Swami Bharati Krishna Tirth, the Shankaracharya of Govardhan Math in Puri, stated, many of their words have changed their meaning over the many centuries since they were first written down. And they were only written down after the arrival of a lower age when people could no longer recite the words from memory. The invention of writing was not a sign of civilization's advancement, but of a decline in human awareness that made it necessary to record thoughts in written form. Bharati Krishna Tirth stated that many words of deep meaning have acquired in time more superficial meanings. Words do, of course, change. The word knave, he pointed out, once meant simply a young man, not a bad one. Indeed, knave comes from the German Knabe, which means boy. Similarly, then, the word go in ancient Sanskrit meant light, not cow, as it does today. Western scholars taking words like this have made hash of the inner meaning of the Vedas. Only people of deep spiritual understanding can penetrate to the heart of those ancient scriptures. The Brahmin caste, who are supposed to be but seldom are deeply versed in the scriptures, often proclaim their traditional scriptural knowledge with names suggestive of their supposed degrees of Vedic scholarship: Chaturveda, four Vedas; Trivedi, three Vedas; Dube, two Vedas. A summary of the Vedas is contained in the Upanishads. Even these great scriptures are obscure, especially for modern minds. The quintessence of the Upanishads, again, is contained in the Bhagavad Gita. The timeless glory of Sanatana Dharma, the eternal religion, which is the ancient and true name of what we know as Hinduism, is most successfully and movingly revealed in this timeless spiritual masterpiece.